If you have over 25 podcast episodes, then I really would love to encourage you to be repurposing that past content, especially if the content that you've already created is evergreen, meaning that you can share it at any time of the year or reshare it at certain times of the year, and it is still relevant to your audience. That is what we're going to be talking about during the next 10 minutes. We're going to talk through some strategies and ways that you can repurpose, some tips, tricks, and things that I recommend to people, and how to make it easy for yourself, because we don't need things to be more difficult or to add another thing to your plate. Let's keep this simple. Welcome to Successful Podcasting Unlocked, the podcast that will answer all of your podcasting questions. My name is Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency where we help business owners launch and maintain lead-generating podcasts. Today's question is, how can I share past episodes? Repurposing content is one of my favorite things in the world to do. But it also helps me as a content creator and as a podcaster and a business owner stay more consistent, even when I don't actually show up online. Resharing this past content not only helps me have content on these platforms, but it also lets me feel comfortable and confident that I am making the most of the content that I've already created. I spoke with a friend recently who is a podcaster. He's been podcasting for a few years now, and he had never shared a past episode before. And during our chat, I gave him a few ideas. I said, is there one of your guests that is coming out with a book soon? That would be a great time to reshare and repromote their podcast episode, but also to tag them and let them know that you're thinking about them. Authors are always looking for publicity, especially when it comes to pre-launching their book or around the launch of their book. If you had an author on your podcast, this is a great way to reconnect and reconvene without having to actually get on a phone call with them. I have a client that also has more seasonal topics. She talks specifically around boundaries, and she has an episode that goes live during the holidays where she talks about how to have boundaries with your family. Now, while she uses this as a topic during the Northern Hemisphere winter months, she could also use it during vacation times or during Memorial weekend or I'm in the United States, so those are the holidays that I'm thinking of. Holidays where we tend to be around family, but may be struggling with having those boundaries around our family. So that is a great way to repurpose and reshare those past episodes without feeling like you just keep pushing your content to your audience. Also note that even though you have shared about your podcast episode when it went live, most likely you've either gained new followers or the followers that you have already had and maybe have listened could get additional value from that episode. That is how you can share previous episodes in a timely manner for your audience or to reconnect with a guest. Another way to repurpose past episodes is to do a roundup. I recently did this on my social media where I had a list of 10 episodes that I love to share around creating podcast content. So if someone is struggling with creating content for their podcast, here are 10 episodes that you can listen to, or actually, I think it was 9 because carousels only allowed 10 slides. So I had the cover slide and then 9 episodes that help podcasters create content. Granted, I have over 150 episodes to pull from. Once you have that kind of a collection, you can better categorize your episodes without feeling like you're resharing just because you feel like you have to reshare. Another really strategic way that I like to share my podcast episodes is by having my social media scheduler repurpose and reshare past episodes in a different way. And I do this 3 times a week on both Facebook and LinkedIn. I use Meet Edgar. You can go to galatimedia.com/meetedgar to learn more about how you can use Meet Edgar to schedule your content. What I love about Meet Edgar is that they have libraries and categories of content. So what I will do is all of my Listeners to Leads podcast episodes are located in the Listeners to Leads group. And then I also have full-length blog posts, including the blog posts that go along with this podcast. And what I do is I share those 3 times a week on both LinkedIn and Facebook, but I automatically do it. So I put them in the system one time, that is it, just one time, and then the system automatically curates my feed for me. This allows me to stay top of mind for my audience, but it also allows me to feel like I'm sharing those past episodes without actually having to go in and share them. There are so many different ways that you can repurpose your podcast episodes. It's important that you're looking at categorizing them in a really strategic way. What are those top performing episodes? So what are the ones that people are actually enjoying? And what are those ones that maybe could use a little more love? Maybe it's a guest that has a smaller audience and didn't get as many downloads as your other guests typically do. How can you reshare or repromote that episode to encourage your listeners to go back and listen to it again? There are so many different ways that you can repurpose past content beyond just creating blogs around it or even resharing it with your audience. Find ways that work best for you that remind your audience that you have an entire backlog of content for them to binge. You have spent so much time and effort on those. Don't just let them sit there and collect dust. Make the most of them. While these are some great strategies, we also have blog posts on our website where we talk about 15 ways to repurpose podcast content. That goes even deeper into how to take one episode and turn it into multiple different forms of content. But in this episode, I wanted to talk about sharing those past episodes that you've already created, you've already spent time on, and are maybe just sitting there and not doing anything for you. These are some great ways that you can do that. But like I said, those ones are also incredible if you're looking to really stretch those episodes the most that you possibly can. And we also have our podcasting and AI repurposing mini course, which is on sale right now. You can go to galatimedia.com/powerup. That is one word, power up. And you will be able to get access to that mini course, which is the exact strategies that I use to repurpose this podcast, not just into a blog post and social content, but to really stretch it even further using tools like Gemini and Riverside only. That is it. Those are the only tools that I'm using during that training, and you can use it too to really make the most of your episodes. If you have any questions that you would love for me to answer on the podcast, I would love to hear from you. Please go to Successful Podcasting Unlocked. You can submit your questions there, or you can always send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at alicia.galati, and I would love to hear from you. But until next time, happy podcasting.